Good morning. This is Kate Olson from the Cass County Office of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach with your Extension Report. On this Wednesday morning, it's May 1st, so happy May Day. Hopefully the taste of warm weather we've had over the last few days will keep everyone going through the sounds like a little bit chillier weather ahead for the next couple days. If that taste of warm weather got you itching to get in the garden, I've got some good news for you. The Cass County Master Gardener Group will be holding their annual plant sale this coming Saturday, the 4th of May. That will be at the Cass County Community Center in the back parking lot. So drive around the back of the community center there in the south parking lot. The plant sale will start at 8 o'clock in the morning, and they usually sell out pretty fast. So make sure you get there good time to get some of the plants. They have a wide variety, a good selection. These are things that our master gardeners have started themselves or dug up and divided from their own yards or around the community. So all donated plants, and these help raise funds for the master gardeners to do the many projects that they do around the community, as well as to give out some of the gardening scholarships that we've just given out here in the last month. Also want to point out to folks that along with the plants that they'll be selling at the plant sale, you'll be able to purchase a whole variety of ISU Extension publications on gardening. Some of our full-color books and pamphlets that list lots of different varieties that are well-suited for planting in Iowa. We'll also have some free publications and tips there on planting a garden if you want to pick up those as well. In addition, we'll have some garden tools for sale. You can pick those up while you're selecting your plants. And also this year, we are partnering with Alliant Energy and the DNR Forestry Division to do the Operation Relief Project. We've been taking orders for several months now for projects that folks who are Alliant Energy customers can pre-order trees, two trees for $25 a piece. These are landscape quality trees that are about 6 to 8 foot tall for the full-size deciduous trees. They're available at a pretty severe discount to Alliant Energy customers, with the intention being, of course, that they be planted in the home yard to help improve the energy efficiency of the home. Some benefits of yard trees include decreasing in household heating and cooling costs, an increase in property value. They also help decrease stormwater runoff, which may reduce flooding events. And of course, many trees are planted just for beauty and personal enjoyment. So this is a great way for homeowners to get quality trees at an affordable price. We do have quite a few of the trees ordered. We have 150 trees coming in. We have about 100 of those sold already. Any that are not pre-ordered by Alliant Energy customers and picked up that day will be available for sale to the general public at that event. So be sure, if you're looking for a landscape tree for your yard, you can stop down and order one and pick one up the same day if you don't already have your order in for a tree. And for those of you who've already ordered a tree, don't forget the pickup for the trees will be from 8 to 10 o'clock. Again, that was in the back parking lot of the Cass County Community Center. There will be an event going on in the community center that day. So if you notice all the cars parked in front, you want to go around back to find the plant sale. Also, we want to point out to folks that there will be a tree planting demonstration that will be happening at 9 a.m. this Saturday, the 4th. We'll be planting a tree on the fairgrounds. We'll have a tree planting expert there to help show the proper way to plant a tree. So if you are picking up a tree at this event, you may want to stick around for the planting demonstration to make sure that you get it in the ground properly and it has a chance to thrive and provide you the benefits that you're hoping to get from that tree. So again, reminder, the Cass County Master Gardeners plant sale starts at 8 o'clock in the morning at the Cass County Community Center in the back or south parking lot. There'll also be the Operation Relief tree distribution event going on, as well as a planting clinic at 9 a.m. More information on flowers and vegetable transplants. This is a recent horticulture article from the ISU Extension website. If you do have flower and vegetable seedlings that you're wanting to plant, they offer some good tips. You want to first carefully remove the plants from the packs by gently squeezing the bottom on each compartment. Plants in plastic pots can be removed by tipping them on their sides and tapping the bottom of the pots. If possible, you want to plant annual flowers and vegetables in the garden in the evening or on a cloudy day to lessen this transplant stress and allow them to recover somewhat before being exposed to strong midday sun. Place the plants into a ground at the same depth or slightly deeper, but no more than half an inch deeper than they were in the containers they came from. Tall, leggy tomato plants can be planted much deeper than previously grown, as roots will develop all along the buried stems. Many annuals, such as petunias, snapdragons, salvia, and periwinkle, should be pinched back at planting to encourage branching. Others, such as impatiens, are self-branching and don't require pinching. It's also advisable to remove flowers on any blooming annuals at the time of planting, as this will aid in the establishment of a root system for the plant and help them flower more later in the season. If you are planting vegetables, you do not want to pinch them at the time of planting or transplanting, as this can damage their development. After planting, you want to water each plant thoroughly. You may add a dilute fertilizer solution if you wish. You can prepare this by adding a small amount of a water-soluble fertilizer, such as Miracle-Gro, to a gallon of water. You want to plant your annual flowers outside after danger of frost is past. A few frost-tolerant annuals, such as Pansy, Sweet Alyssum, and Snapdragon, can be planted in late April while safely avoiding, they can tolerate a little bit of frost. Cabbage, broccoli, cauliflower can be planted outdoors as soon as early April, although this year that's a little bit later. And tomatoes, peppers, cucumbers, melons, and other warm season vegetables should be planted well after the danger of frost is past. So for more information on yard and garden topics, be sure to stop by the Master Gardener plant sale this Saturday. First of all, chat with some of our Master Gardeners if you have garden questions. You can also stop by the Cass County Extension office on the fairgrounds, 805 West 10th Street, anytime. Give us a call, 243-1132, or visit us online. Till next time, I'm Kate Olson from the Cass County Extension office.